Special Supplemental Nutrition Program for Women, Infants, and Children, or WIC, provides food assistance to pregnant women, breastfeeding mothers, and kids up to age 5. The aim is to provide a solid nutritional foundation to children during critical stages of development. But recent analysis from the Pittsburgh-based Jewish Healthcare Foundation finds that just 50% of eligible Pennsylvanians receive this assistance. 90.5 WESA Sarah Bowden sits down with the foundation's Hanifa Nachidiwa to discuss why more people don't participate.
In Pennsylvania, WIC enrollment has declined over the past decade. Why is that bad for the program's funding?
It's not just Pennsylvania, Sarah. It's national, but it's bad for Pennsylvania because funding comes from the United States Department of Agriculture down to the state, and funding is dependent on level of participation. That means if our participation is dropping, then the federal government funding that comes to the state is also dropping, which affects the program, and eventually it causes a catch-22 situation where if we have less funding, then it also affects further enrollment. It keeps declining over the years.
Do we know why WIC enrollment is down?
There is no clear-cut answer for why WIC enrollment is down, but when we looked deep into the entire details, all the details of what surrounds WIC, it has been highly stigmatized. The messaging, the branding, and all that, it is associated with stigma when you say it's a program for poor people. But I don't necessarily have to be poor to qualify for WIC. Any mother is eligible for WIC if I'm eligible for Medicaid.
That was something I didn't realize, was that people who are eligible for Medicaid are also eligible for WIC.
And that's the basis upon which many states are doing better than Pennsylvania. Now that they know that if I'm eligible for Medicaid and SNAP, I'm equally eligible for WIC. So they use that as a pathway. If I'm going for Medicaid enrollment, they use that as a pathway to refer me to WIC and to make sure that I enroll for WIC automatically. Plus, I don't have to be just a biological mother for me to access WIC for my children. I can be the father, I can be the grandfather, I can be the foster parent, I can be the caregiver of that child, and I can go to the WIC office and access those services.
So as you know, Allegheny County has some pretty bleak stats when it comes to both infant and maternal mortality rates, especially for women of color. Do you see WIC as part of the solution for that?
So over the past couple of years, we have been digging deep into what can be done actually to address that. And it's heartbreaking to see that actually while other countries are doing better in terms of maternal and child health outcomes, United States is getting worse. So the best program we found was the WIC program. We have evidence through this research that we did, we found evidence to prove that the WIC program actually improves infant health outcomes, but nothing around maternal health outcomes. But we understand that the WIC program actually channels through the mother to reach the child. If I am the mother and the WIC program is actually centering, is focusing on me, that means I have access to everything I need to be healthy for my baby and for my family. And we believe WIC can do that.
Well, Hanifa, thank you so much for your time today.
You're welcome, Sarah. Thank you so much for making time for this.
That was WESA's health reporter Sarah Bowden and Hanifa Nachidiwa for the Jewish Healthcare Foundation. WESA receives funding from the Jewish Healthcare Foundation.